dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets. And the fact that the bad guys most always...
Second hour of the National Intel Report, folks. I was just... I sometimes amaze myself by some of the comments I make on air. But I'm not that guarded, folks. So, you know, you get a talk show host that's so guarded that they start speaking like this. And you know that they're really not being intentionally honest. The intellectual honesty is not there. So I have a tendency, hey, who knows what's going to fly out of my mouth? Maggie in Texas. Hello, Maggie.
Hi, John.
Hi.
A little while back, you brought up that quote by Bush Sr. to the effect of, if the people knew what we have done, they would string us up. I've heard that quote before, but never with any context. Can you tell us, please, under what circumstances he uttered those words and what the reaction was?
That was in Henry Mackow's piece. Basically what Henry was saying here, and Henry is kind of good about this. He'll include quotes in the context of a body of a story.
And, oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, let's finish.
Which article was it then, and where can I find it? I know who Mackow is, but I haven't read that.
Tyranny Comes to America, Reporters Targeted. That was actually, it's all over the place, but I pulled this one off of Rents.com.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Well, let's just keep rolling with the calls here. James in Texas. Hello, James.
Yes, sir. This is James?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just thought I'd relay a little story real quick. About a year ago, I wanted to get an apartment right next to my job, and I knew I had bad credit or whatever, but I figured I'd been at my job for 10 years, I would help out. Well, they told me that I'd got rejected, and they gave me a number to call. So when I called, the lady goes, well, if you've had any kind of misdemeanors and I think maybe a felony or whatever, within the last 100 years, she told me that I was not eligible. Well, I said, well, I can understand that. You know, I'm 42 years old. But anyway, one of my coworkers, who's from Mexico, and he's here legally and everything, and we get along just fine.
Right.
But he lives at those same apartments, and he said that when they first he did the application, they rejected him. But they called him back in about 2 or 3 days, and they said they could work with him.
Well,
so
do you know?
After
do you,
that, I just
do you know the reason? Do you know the reason why he was rejected? Initially?
No.
Okay. Yeah, there's some nasty rumors going around, and I'm going to clarify something here and right now, seeing as I'm the guy that has to pay the bills around this joint. This network is not a racist network. I got a call over the weekend that somebody was listening to some programming, and somebody from the Austin area had actually called into one of the shows complaining that, well, you know, there are people that listen to your radio station, and it's being carried here in Texas, and, well, you know, RBN's racist. And I know what show that was on. I'm not going to go into any detail because I don't want to stir anything up here. But the point of it is that racist, I mean, I'm expected to take lock, stock, and barrel the homosexual agenda, and I can't speak out against it because I'm intolerant. That I can't talk about certain aspects of things that would be done, being done to us here in this country because, well, I'm a racist or I'm a hater. Or if I happen to be a certain persuasion, that if I speak against that certain persuasion, that I'm a self-hater. You know, truth stands of its own merit, folks. And the people that are trying to hide under this umbrella, it ain't going to work. You know what happens in a strong wind like's happening down here in Texas? Turn that umbrella the wrong way, it pops inside out. Thanks for your call, James.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cartavite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cartavite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cartavite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cartavite.
We all use Cartavite.
Ladies and gentlemen, HeartDrop 2000 presents Cartavite. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cartavite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cartavite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Go to fights.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
When was the last time you used Pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
For Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
This hour, also, I'll get into, Art Bell does it to himself by coming up with some of the stuff that he comes up with. And this is a story by Chris Bolin, which I'm going to have on the program, hopefully tomorrow, and we'll discuss more about this, but I'm a little miffed because Carl Schwartz was also mentioned by the Auspicious One, and it's kind of strange because Carl Schwartz himself has contacted George Norrie and Art Bell several times. He's got a dynamic book. There are other talk show hosts that will not touch Carl Schwartz, and basically, folks, what he lays out in his book is how the criminal cabal engineered this thing pre, during, and post 9/11. With all that you're seeing in the Middle East right now, is very clear and very concise about it, and everybody's running from the truth like a scalded dog. Which brings to my mind the question as to people's real veracity, their honesty, and their integrity. You know, some subject matter sometimes is not pleasant to talk about. But it must be discussed. Not because it's just a hot-button topic, not because it makes talk show host lines light up. It's because it's the truth. And I don't give a flying hoot if there's 10 people out there that want the truth. Those are 10 people we're talking to. Peter in Rhode Island. Hello, Pete. How you doing?
Hi, Mr. Statmiller.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I've never called you guys before. I've been listening to you for quite a while. What you was just to reflect a little on your last hour, that piece you were reading about the Sanhedrin.
Yes.
And stuff. Well, I'm a Christian. I'm pretty versed in the scriptures myself over many years. But the point I'm trying to make is it's almost like I don't know where your, you know, as far as your faith is, that's your business. I guess what I'm trying to say is it's almost like the book of Revelation is being revealed before our very eyes for those who can see. And when you mentioned that about the Sanhedrin thing and us being involved the way we are, you know, it's almost like Rome and Jerusalem, you know, at that time, it's almost like a parallel thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like we're living in a different time, but we're like seeing history again repeating itself, but for hopefully a new world order as they see it. But I believe that God has a new world order as well, and this is where the problem comes in, and this is the fighting that's all about, and the, you know, that type of thing. And I really kind of got that out of the piece you read.
Yeah,
and I want to thank you for that.
Well, and also let's keep in mind that there is some strong evidence to suggest that the Mossad was actually involved in 9/11 terrorism here in this country.
Yes, I've gotten that from you guys. Thank you. Yes, I was like astounded.
And
the evidence is unbelievable.
Now keep in mind that these stories are going around on the internet, and the internet. I'll tell you what, they're moving fast on the internet. They're going to try to shut it down for an avenue of exchange of information.
Because
people can write stories, and it doesn't filter through the feeds of some corporate sponsored editorial board. And the flow, free flow of information is out there. I find it a little ironic here that this story comes out about the Sanhedrin taking over.
That's big.
And
I found that to be, when you said that, I'd like my ears, my heart, my whole spirit jumped.
Yep, and not a lot of people caught that. Otherwise, these phone lines would be lit up. You were listening. You were paying attention.
Well, that's because I see the spiritual implications of everything that's happening. You know, I'm a Vietnam vet, okay? I go back a long way. I've seen this stuff. I see it. I had to sit back for years and be quiet. And I see now that, you can't be quiet anymore. It's got to be known, but it's got to be done in a graceful way, if you kind of get my drift.
Well, be it done in a tasteful and non-angry manner.
That's the secret, the key, yes.
And you know, it's hard enough to get a message out or to get a topic discussed, you know, on mainstream media. Only when the rest of the planet is talking about it and they can talk about it and put its proper spin and put their talking heads to support their position on, that's one thing. But I hope nobody missed this, since this story has gone around the entire planet here at least three or four times in the last several days. What was the announcement Israel made today? Or actually, it would have been yesterday. Oh, that's right. They're going to withdraw troops from the Gaza Strip. They're going to move them out. So, you know, it's the wolf in the sheep's clothing type of deal.
It's that stage. You know, the world is a stage and we're all players, so to speak. You've heard that, sure.
Oh, absolutely.
But, yeah. But the point I guess I'm trying to make, it, as far as what I mean in spiritual implications of the... See, I personally believe, and this is my personal belief, two-thirds of biblical prophecy has been fulfilled. We are seeing the last fulfilling of that last third right now.
Well, and
it's a personal belief.
And consider this, because I've mentioned this. You know, the other side can read, too.
Yeah. They could probably recite the Bible backwards.
Probably.
Very good.
Probably. And
the angel of light, you know, to watch that angel, if you kind of get my implication.
Sure.
There's a scripture that you know, in Corinthians, it covers that, you know, that he will come as an angel of light, as a peacemaker, as a, you know, I mean, the stage is there. You know, you see the Rome, you see the Jerusalem thing, and you see, you know about what they call the beast and the false prophet, those terms used, and that false prophet would definitely be Israel, there's no doubt about it, and of course that beast would have to be the main power behind that.
Well,
excuse me.
And it's been my contention,
yes.
And this is not a very popular one, that, you know, the King James Version of the Bible, which a lot of Christians subscribe to, you know, this was done by a king, and for somewhat political reasons also, that he had, what, 16 of his scribes?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of people don't understand English history. They have to understand English history to understand what you're saying. They've got to take it back to the Henry, especially Henry VIII.
Mm-hmm.
And from that point on, especially from that point on. But I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's fine. But the point I was just trying to make here is that, you know, what's new is what old. You brought it up before. You know, evil, it just morphs itself and manifests itself in different ways. But it after a while, it keeps repeating itself, and you can see patterns. You know, Jesus Christ... You know, this guy wasn't for world government. He was for world peace. He was
exactly.
for people working with each other, not against
exactly.
each other.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
hold on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Peter, I'm not going to be able to get this thought out.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. What I was going to say is that it's my opinion that something was left off of the old King James Version of the Bible. And that my contention is the other side can read. Is this being done in God's time, let's say, or is it the ne'er-do-wells that knew how to read and go, well, okay, all we got to do is this, this, and this, and people will think it's the end times. Look, anybody that's a Christian out there or subscribes to the faith knows that they ain't going to know this. And they're not going to know the time or the place of his coming. It's going to happen in his own good time. And it may not happen for another 500 to 1,000 years, but the point is that people have been saying this for a long time. But look at what's going on, and doesn't that fit Bible prophecy? Well, some of it does. But just to remind you folks, we're dealing with liars and deceivers, and they will manufacture, real or imagined, anything that they can. My personal viewpoint, I don't know what yours is on this one, subject, Peter, but they're trying to foment a religious or a holy war in the Middle East right now. They're playing very dangerous games.
Total sense, especially when it comes to the scriptures. It would make perfect sense, everything that's happening. I'm very thankful that there's people like yourself out there that, you know, you guys are putting your lives on the line as far as I'm concerned.
Well, and you know what?
You know, and people don't realize that.
Well,
and they don't see that.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, but, you know, I never even consider that because...
Oh, I'm sure.
Because
I'm sure.
Because if I would, that means I would have to draw back on certain issues, and I don't.
No, I know that.
Yeah.
Well, look, thank you for the time.
Well, thanks. I appreciate you calling, Peter.
Yes. I used to listen to you. There used to be a station here called WARL. It's totally a different format here
mm-hmm.
now. You know, it's all changed. So,
right.
Short wave. Thank you.
All righty.
You know, it's a great thing.
Well, that's why we put it on there. We put it on AM and FMs and shortwave. If you're not in a market or an area that you can pick up the program, you can always whip out the shortwave and get it that way.
Yeah. Well, if I may end with this on your show, I guess what I'm trying to say, as far as in my own mind's eye, and just food for thought, that the way everything is perfectly being set up because of the high technology we have today, never before in human history have we, that's known to us anyway, that we've ever had this type of technology where this all can come to pass now. What I guess I'm trying to say, that stage for that big government world leader, this savior that will come on the scene, I feel is very close.
Yeah.
And he will deceive many.
Well,
and that's all I'm going to say.
Okay, I appreciate your call. Thank you. Yeah, I can see that happening. I can really see that happening. And as I said, folks, we're dealing with liars and manipulators and deceivers. We know what the agenda is, and we know that the people are on board with it. I mean, come on, guys. They need their global governance. Once they have that, once they control all the money and all the resources, they then control all the political bodies around the world. Everybody will fall into lockstep. Everybody. You will not have a choice. Because guess what? You've been seeing sanctions have been placed against this country or that country. That all it really does is the sanctions really hurts the population of those various nations. But take a look at it this way. How about an economic sanction from on high, the people that control the money supply worldwide? Don't march their tune. Don't fetch their water when you're commanded to. You'll be sanctioned. And that will be the lesser of the punishments. We'll take a break, come back with more of your calls, more information right after this.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Nobody is out from under the radar screen at this network. Bell hosts Popular Mechanics Mag 9/11 Debunker. Christopher Boland from the American Free Press has a comment on, well, this is his story, and it is a new story, and it is worth covering. Mr. Art Bell, Coast to Coast Radio, this is dated March 4th, 2005, from... Chris Boland, and regarding the upcoming radio interview with 9/11 propagandist Benjamin Chertoff, cousin of Michael Chertoff, on Saturday, March 5th, just day before yesterday. He says, "Dear Mr. Bell, I see that you will interview Benjamin Chertoff, the 25-year-old senior researcher of Popular Mechanics, and his research and role in producing the current cover story debunking the lies of 9/11 on your show tomorrow night, Saturday, March 5th. As your Coast to Coast Network website says about the upcoming Art Bell show, research editor for Popular Mechanics magazine, Ben Chertoff, will discuss the 16 most prevalent claims made by conspiratorial theorists regarding 9/11 and how the staff of Popular Mechanics debunked each of them." Well, talking about the cousin of Michael Chertoff, because Benjamin Chertoff is a cousin of Michael Chertoff, the new head of Homeland Security, a massive bureaucratic security agency created as a result of 9/11, I'd like to ask a few questions. Do you condone the flagrant and undemocratic nepotism of the Bush administration? For example, this Chertoff connection, whereby a senior government official's cousin has written a propaganda piece supporting the government's seriously flawed and incomplete investigation of the events of 9/11. Remember, folks, this is still an open murder case with over 3,000 murders. This kind of thing that Saddam Hussein was known for, this is not very American and at all honest journalism, he says. Will you ask Ben Chertoff about the journalistic ethics practiced by the Hearst Corporation and Popular Mechanics, in which a cousin of the Homeland Security czar has produced a major propaganda piece in Popular Mechanics, which clearly seeks to discredit the Citizens 9/11 investigation and calls serious researchers like myself and Eric Huffschmidt liars and extremists. Will you ask Ben, Popular Mechanics senior researcher, about how secondary fires, that is, burning office furniture, supplies, and paper, induced the collapse of the Twin Towers, as the FEMA building performance study conducted by a team headed by Dr. Gene Corley during 1 week concluded, including the complete collapse of the tower's 47 central columns? I would advise you to ask him why the Windsor building in Madrid, Spain, endured a 24-hour inferno with temperatures of 1,000 degrees Celsius without collapsing on March 12th and 13th of this year. Will you, on Coast to Coast Radio, ask Ben about his relationship with his cousin Michael Chertoff? And will you also ask about Mike's dual national status as an Israeli national by virtue of the fact that his mother was the first hostess with Israelis LL Airlines and a Mossad operative in 1949 and 1950 during Operation Magic Carpet? Here's a tip, he says. Ben's mom told me that Ben is a cousin of Michael Chertoff, the Secretary of Department of Health and Human Services. Ben's mom, Judy Dargan, can be reached in Pelham, New York, where Ben graduated from high school in 1998. Judy told me that Ben's dad is Larry Chertoff. I think he's a senior executive with the New York Environmental Protection Agency and deals with water issues, but he says, I've not confirmed that yet. And he goes on to say, for more information about Benjamin Chertoff and his ties to Michael Chertoff and Michael's ties to Israel and the Mossad, please read the following. 9/11 and Chertoff, cousin wrote 9/11 propaganda for Prime Minister at rumormills.com. And the question will Art then ask Ben Chertoff about his ties to DHS. And that was written, one more paragraph here. Mr. Bell, I will be listening. If you fail to openly address and discuss these essential and troublesome facts, I will be forced to accept the conclusion that you're also part of the 9/11 cover-up. Respectfully, Christopher Boland, American Free Press, Washington, D.C., www.americanfreepress.net. The greatest act of terrorism on this country's shores, ladies and gentlemen, remember the first go-around? Now, that's right. The right-wing extremists, the militia, the Patriot guys, were the ones that blew up the Oklahoma City building. Remember that one? And then we watched the disastrous play out regarding Mr. Timothy McVeigh and his ties. And, of course, as with the Pentagon, of course, we never got to see any of the video cameras that would actually either prove or disprove whether either Mr. McVeigh was even there or if he had any accomplices, which some have said has led back right to the Middle East. Muslim of origin? I don't see the Muslims accomplishing anything by blowing stuff here in this country, folks, whether it was in 1995 or if it's 2001. It doesn't make any sense. But what it does make sense is to follow the roadmap for peace, according to Israel's point of view, to destroy all Muslim enemies. And, of course, to use the United States to do it. You know, forget the fact that we're sending them billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars. I've also seen recently suggested that, well, as a matter of national security, the United States never helped Israel with any of its technical problems. Huh. Boy, wouldn't that make you choke on a pretzel, huh? John in Florida. John, you're up next. You're on the set. Okay, go ahead.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I got in front of me one-way ticket to Crawford, Texas book. I just want to know, is there a reason why Alex won't have him on his show, or has he had him on his show?
No, as a matter of fact, I heard Alex's show today, and Carl Schwartz called in, and Alex says, I've got to get him on the show. I've sent Alex a book, and he claims he didn't get it, so I'll have to send him another one.
Yeah, because I can only hear like Alex for the first 30 minutes of the show, and somebody, a friend, told me that for some reason Alex would not have him on the show.
Well, I don't know if that's true. Hang on a second.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Today, the media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a dangerous cold and flu season. What will you do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative with 7 years of clinical studies called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and to be at least up to 300% more effective than any other silver product on the market. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, eye, ear, and respiratory infections, and many more, yet completely safe for everyday use by children and adults of all ages. Call International Health now for a complete information pack with CD at 800-974-1879. Let the power of supercharged silver protect you and your family. That's 800-974-1879. We're so sure it works. In fact, we guarantee it. Call 800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Flood your body with oxygen. Now, why would anyone want to flood their body with oxygen? Obviously, our bodies love and need oxygen. If most disease-causing microbes can't live in active oxygen, and you safely increased your tissue and fluid oxygen levels, just like you were taking a supplement, what would happen? Hi, I'm Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe, and I wrote a big book about all known ways to supplement oxygen in the body. It's called Flood Your Body with Oxygen, Therapy for Our Polluted World. Get the details at OxygenHealth.com. OxygenHealth.com. You can get Flood Your Body with Oxygen at your local bookstore or order it by calling 800-247-6553. That's 800-247-6553. Thanks, and happy oxygen.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
The Advanced Health and Life Extension newsletter is Health Freedom to End in August of 2005. Something is happening in virtual secrecy that may have an adverse effect on all of us. The Codex Alimentarius, or the Food Code, is setting the supplement standards for the countries in the World Trade Organization, which includes, you guessed it, the United States. The Codex rules are intended to be enforced by the World Trade Organization and to override individual member nations' laws. We'll get into that story more. I want to finish up here with John on the cell in Florida. John, this is what I do know, is what Alex said on his program today is Carl Schwartz actually did call into his program, and Alex says, you know, I'll have to have you on. And I'm not sure. Let me just put it this way, and I'll repeat exactly what Alex said. He said he's been on George Norrie's program five times, and that he can reach millions of people by being on his show. Okay. And I don't think that Alex is refusing to put Carl on. I don't know that Alex ever refused to put anybody on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
you keep mentioning that some people won't put Carl Schwartz on their show, and I haven't heard him on Alex's show. That's why I was questioning that. And somebody told me that I know that Alex would not put him on the show. So I don't know.
Not that I'm aware of. And I'm sure as a matter of fact, I was sitting here at Republic Broadcasting, and I was sitting in the conference room with Carl when Alex called me, and I simply handed the phone over to Carl, and they spoke for a while. And I'd sent Alex a book, and I guess I'll have to send him another. He gets tons of stuff. He probably just lost it.
Now, I'm hoping one thing. I ordered the book before it was available, and he signed it, you know, best regards, Carl. I'm hoping I have one of the first 2,000.
You do.
Thank you.
hang on to that puppy, because this is an explosive book that nobody wants to touch, because here is the absolute reasons why we're in the Middle East right now, and nobody wants to touch it.
No, I understand all that. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Appreciate your call. I'll tell you what, let me do this, and then I'll get back into the calls at 800-313-9443. Talking here about this Codex Alimentarius, the food code that's being set up. Codex drastically restricts vitamins, minerals, herbs, and other supplements. Codex met recently in secret in November of 2004 and finalized Step 8. This is the final stage to begin implementation in June of 2005. Virtually nothing about it has been in the media. What the drug corporations have failed to do through Congress may get by sneak attack through Codex with the help of the silent media. Now, Codex says, among other things, that no supplements can be sold or preventative or therapeutic use. Any potency higher than RDA, that's minimum strengths, is a drug requiring a prescription and must be produced by drug companies. Over 5,000 safe items now in health stores will be banned, terminating health stores as we now know them. Codex regulations become binding internationally. New supplements are banned unless given very expensive Codex testing and approval. In Norway and Germany, where Codex is now implemented, zinc tablets rose from $4 a bottle to $52 a bottle. Echinacea rose from $14 to $153 a bottle, and both are now available by prescription only. They are now called drugs, vitamin C above 200 milligrams, niacin above 32 milligrams, vitamin B6 above 4 milligrams are all banned. Now, in addition, amino acids, lysine on all those, essential fatty acids, the omegas, 3, 6, 9s, etc., or other essential supplements such as DHEA or MSM or beta-carotene, etc., are not allowed. The Codex rules are not based on any real science or research. They are made by a few people meeting in secret. In 1993, the FDA and drug corporations tried to put out all supplements under restriction and prescription, but over 4 million Americans told Congress and the president to protect their freedom of choice on health supplements. The DSHEA law was passed in 1994, which protected our freedom, but this will be overruled by Codex and the World Health Organization. Now, is this real? Well, with WTO secrecy, no media attention, confusion and uncertainty among supplement companies and public officials, and support by the FDA and pharmaceutical lobbies, uncertainty prevails. It appears, based on the limited understanding that the U.S. Congress has to pass legislation to require Codex implementation in the United States before it can take effect, the August implementation is for the European Union, but there is legislation in the U.S. House and Senate to make this the law of the land as well. Now, think about this, folks. We're not going to escape the rules and regulations of the world government. In the United States, what have they been doing? Oh, that's right. We hosted the United Nations. Rockefeller gave a plot of land. It was a nice little building that was built. You know, and if you don't think that the United States, even though of all the gyrations and all the spinning out of George Bush's White House, that, well, he was on a march to just single-handedly build an empire for himself and his cronies, I didn't buy it, not for a second. George Bush would not be allowed to live right now if he was not goose-stepping to the globalist agenda and was not fulfilling their wishes. It just would not happen. Daddy Bush still has his hand up Junior Bush's backside, making his mouth move. And this guy wouldn't appear as intelligent. Boy, I almost choked on that one, as he does right now, if it wouldn't be for Daddy Bush and some mighty fine scriptwriters, as seen when he makes a public appearance without a script. The man can't put two sentences together. Why? Because he's a conflict. He is so guarded against saying anything that might get him in trouble, he ends up stumbling. The man is a walking mass of lies. So he needs a script. Let's go back to the phones. Who do I have here? John in Florida. Hello, John.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Yeah, this is the second John in Florida.
Okay.
Before I commence, just let me say I thank whoever in the greater Pensacola area has got the micro-broadcaster, that's at 103.7, for bringing your front network, Republic, to the area here.
Well, we appreciate them down there.
Yeah. I'm calling basically to say something about the illegal immigration and such. And, you know, I'm in an area here which was hit by Ivan, Hurricane Ivan, about 6 months ago now. And we still have a lot of repairs being done, a lot of roofs that are still with blue tarps put on by FEMA. And I tell you, I see a lot of people speaking Spanish up there on the roofs. And I've spoken to a couple of people in the neighborhood here who were all impressed with the hardworking young Spanish fellows and how, you know, meticulous they are, which is great. But I tell these people, isn't that the way it's supposed to be?
Well, and that's the way it used to be. And I'll tell you what did that. That was businesses with people that weren't illegals that were competing for business, so therefore they had to do a good job.
I mean, I've had my share of, hard-working laborer-type jobs, working in warehouses, cutting grass, bussing tables, et cetera, you know, sweeping floors and cleaning houses even, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was brought up to do a good day's job for a good day's salary, basically, you know. And started raking leaves for money when I was 10 years old, for neighbors and stuff. But, I mean, you know, what gets me is that I'm sure a lot of these people are illegal. Nobody's checking them. They've got a boss man who may be an amigo who's legal here from, another place. And a lot of these people are from out of state. I mean, we got a lot of Texas plates here, people driving nice, dualies with an extended cab. Nice trailer behind it, and they got a work crew that's coming in more dilapidated vehicles. And so it may be a Caucasian that's employing these guys, or it may be another Hispanic that's legally here that's employing illegals. You know, nobody's really checking on it. But I got to tell you, something that's going on, and I don't think many people realize it, okay? See it whenever I go to a place wherever there's a Western Union, whether it be a shopping center like a Winn-Dixie where I go often or get my copies done at a copying store. There are people coming in, and I talk to the clerks that work in these places that handle these wire transfers of money out of this country back down south of the border. There are people bringing in shoeboxes of money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're sending out money hand over fist, and I don't live far from the major east-west thoroughfare, Interstate 10, that intersects with another major north-south route, and of course there's a lot of these facilities not too far from the interstate. And I first noticed it about a little over a decade ago when somebody, a Latino, were driving a nice Humvee, was regularly coming into my copying store every week, and he'd make trips all the way down to the Keys. And he was up and down the state of Florida and back out to New Mexico because he had New Mexico plates on his Humvee. And he was regularly sending money every week from this one place of business that I would go to get my copies done. Who knows how many other stops along the routes he was making with cash.
Well, and cash is a nasty thing, and in order to stop all criminals, we're not going to be allowed to carry cash around. We'll just be a cashless society. Yeah.
But many people don't see these things, you know? They're just happy that somebody's here doing the work.
Well, and it's cheap labor. I mean, look at it. I mean, remember when this issue, the press started hitting this, and all the talk shows, the talking heads on the controlled media, of course, they control the argument and its outcome. I mean, they just brazenly bring on people that had load audiences with business people that were taking advantage of the cheap labor.
Yep.
And when asked the question, well, what does that do to the standard of living? And the response would be, well, my competition is doing it, so therefore I have to in order to survive. In the meantime, what is happening to American businesses because they can't pay a living wage is they're shutting down.
Yes, sir.
You know, here goes America, and nobody has got the guts or the courage to stand up and call this what it is. You know, it's a sellout of America, the next phase of the sellout of America.
And along with it, everybody's running to Walmart and you know, thinking, oh, I got to be so materialistic and get the best that I can for my cheapest dollar. And that's destroying things, too.
Well, and it's a natural course, isn't it? When people's dollars, their spending money is limited, that they're going to try to seek the best possible price for the remaining dollars. But though the one thing that disgusts me, and when I find that people hire illegals, any business, I will let them know that I don't appreciate it and I won't do business with them, and I'll start telling people that know the difference between right and wrong, not just a business decision, but understand the difference between right and wrong and what's good for this country. And my God, I mean, sometimes the looks are you know, disdainful. Sometimes I'm even yelled at. Sometimes people swear at me. I don't care. You're not going to get my money if you support this.
I don't mean to fault anybody that's hardworking and stuff.
No,
but I mean,
I don't either.
Problem.
I don't either, because you know what? This nation was made up by a bunch of immigrants that came to this country and worked real hard, but the difference was they came into this country legally.
Yeah.
And right now, in our economic climate and our condition in this country, we can't afford to do this.
I've heard on different talk radio programs that 10,000 a day are sneaking in
at least
the southern border.
At least 10,000.
And that, I believe, if I remember correctly, there's like over 8 million illegals here, between 8 and 15.
And the media's have been told to back off of this because they keep talking about this with more of the draconian stuff than Homeland Security and this Nazi president we have. We call him Bush. You know, you can't do that because it points to the fact and the hypocrisy of it, because the southern borders are wide open.
And in fairness, 30 years ago, I lived up in Long Island, New York, and there I met people who came from Poland, who came, you know, here on like a student visa and somehow stayed, and they were working in the underground economy. If they were legally here, they would like scoot across the border to Canada and they'd come back. People from Haiti. I met people like years ago who were working in warehouses when I was working in warehouses, who came from rather troubled, you know, countries like El Salvador.
Sure.
But their families owned liquor stores and had haciendas and all back there, you know?
Well, I mean, if you take a look back in the 70s and the 80s, what did we see? We saw the takeovers of party stores and hotels. To the degree that now when I drive up and down the nation's highways, I'll actually see signs that proclaim American-owned.
Yeah.
And people, that is a selling point to people. They'll go stay at their hotels. It's not because they dislike the people that own the hotels. It's because of the favor and the special status that these people have been given to come in here and compete against Americans on our own soil.
Yeah.
It just ain't fair.
Yeah. Hey, listen. I'm sure your 2 weeks R&R seems like it was 6 months ago, but you're doing a great job, John.
Okay.
God bless you.
Well, I appreciate it, John.
You're my hero.
All right. Well, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Yeah, by the way, that was a working 2 weeks. I was here at the network. I didn't go on a vacation or anything. I was here. Had to take care of some many needed things. But at any rate, folks, I mean, I am seeing people that heretofore that were actually clear-thinking human beings now resort to the tactics because of some of the things that we talk about to the generally dumb public, that they hear it for the first time without explanation. They're afraid that they may get the wrong idea with 5 minutes out of an entire hour or two-hour program. Come on. What are we standing for? What are we standing against? And what are we standing up for in this country? Is it not the truth? Is that not an integral part of freedom and liberty? Show me a country that doesn't allow the freedom of information to flow, and I'll show you a country that ain't free. So if we're going to start for the acceptance on the surface, acceptance from certain segments of this society, which really aren't part of it anyhow, but to put on a happy face and to, I mean, I just find this incredible. Look what you were doing. 800-313-9443. We'll take some more calls. Sharon, by the way, according to, hey, I don't make this stuff up. I just read the news on this kind of stuff. London mayor, story by Hugh Muir, The Guardian. Ken Livingston has reignited his dispute with Britain's Jewish leaders by launching a provocative attack on the war criminal Ariel Sharon. The criticism from the Board of Deputies of British Jews, the London mayor accused Israel of ethnic cleansing. Gosh, please let's not call it what it is. and said its prime minister should be in prison. He also accused Israel of demonizing Muslims. Writing in The Guardian, he again rejected accusations of anti-Semitism arising from his confrontation 2 weeks ago with a Jewish newspaper reporter he likened to a German concentration camp guard. But while stressing his steadfast opposition to racism and his regard for the Jewish people, he accused Israel of spreading misinformation about the scale of anti-Semitism in Europe and seeking to silence critics by calling them anti-Semitic. Standard fare here, folks. Mr. Livingstone said that Israel expansion includes ethnic cleansing. Palestinians who lived in that land for centuries were driven out by systematic violence and terror aimed at ethnically cleansing what became a large part of the Israeli state. Well, it's not a lie there. That's the truth. He added, today the Israeli government continues seizures of Palestinian lands for settlements, military incursions into surrounding countries, and the denial of the right of the Palestinians expelled by terror to return. Ariel Sharon, Israel's prime minister, is a war criminal who should be in prison, not in office. Israel's own Kahan Commission found that Sharon shared responsibility for the Sabra and the Shatila, that's the Palestine refugee camps in Beirut's massacre. Mr. Livingstone said the Israeli government presented a wholly distorted picture of racism and religious discrimination in Europe, so it appeared Jews suffered most discrimination. The reality is that the great bulk of racist attacks in Europe today are on black people, Asians, and Muslims. They're our primary targets of the extreme right. Relations between the mayor and the key section of the Jewish community are tense because of this clash, with the Evening Standard reporter Oliver Feingold and his subsequent refusal to apologize, and his invitation to the Muslim cleric Yusuf al-Kawadawi to speak at a conference in London last year. One of Mr. Livingstone's most high-profile critics following the clash with Mr. Feingold was Zephyr Hefetz, the Israeli ambassador to London. I think I said that right. He said last night, the mayor is confused once again. Ethnic cleansing was perpetrated in the concentration camps, which he should know being such an expert on them. The dozens of world leaders who attended the London meeting only 2 days ago all commend Mr. Sharon for his courageous steps to achieve peace in the Middle East. What does that mean? To achieve peace in the Middle East, you murder Palestinians. To achieve peace in the Middle East, you have 400 nuclear weapons, and you leave the United States to go disarm anybody that's even thinking about having a weapon of mass destruction for their own self-defense. What are these people thinking? Or do they think at all? The dozen... Yeah, courageous steps to achieve peace in the Middle East. Yeah, murder your enemies. You'll have peace. Declare somebody an enemy. Wipe them out, and you'll have peace. Until the next enemy comes on the horizon. Whoever you don't like, for whatever reason, you just demonize them and then murder them. It's okay. It's what despots and tyrants have done the world over since time immemorial, folks. I mean, it's the way it is. That's why honest governments with honest people need to be in positions of power. I mean... I could do another hour on that, but I'll shut up and I'll take another call. It just grabs me of the stupidity, and it's becoming really apparent to people that are covering for other people. You know, the facts and the truth stands on its own merit, and try to spin the truth. First, you try to suppress it and not let it out. Once it gets out, then you got to demonize it and spin it and everything else. It just doesn't wash. A life is a life. A death is a death. And those who are responsible for taking that life are to be held responsible. So according to the mayor of London, Sharon's a war criminal. I didn't write it, folks. I'm just reporting on it. Randy in Minnesota. Hello, Randy.
Hi, John.
Hi.
One thing I was wondering, how can I get a copy of that We Must Take America Back, or who sings it?
That is Steve Voss. And you can call or go to Steve Voss, that's SteveVAUS.com. And you can, he's got a bunch of good music on there. I hardly play any of it anymore, but he's got a ton of good music up there.
Is there a phone number?
Let's check the web here. The producer is looking. Is there a number? It's coming up. There is a number. Hold on.
Okay.
We're getting it as we speak. 800 hit song. 1-800
songs.
1-800 hit song. S O N G.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. And okay, with your, let's see, I think it was the last caller that was talking about immigration. Hardly anybody's bringing up the diseases they're bringing over. And my ancestors, when they came from Germany and England, they were checked if they had a spot in their eye, if they had a cold, they didn't get in.
Right. Yeah, because it was about...
And it's costing us billions of dollars for...
Yeah, it has to do with infectious diseases. And when you got illegals pouring over the border, I mean, the health issue is just one aspect of this, but that's a valid point. What diseases are they bringing into the United States? What are they carrying with them? That was the whole idea of setting up immigration and having a sound immigration policy. It protected America.
Do they even check the legals?
Well, I don't know.
When did all this quit? Does anybody know? I mean, did they just say, okay, anybody can come. From Haiti can come. Anybody from anywhere can just come here.
Randy, I'll tell you when this started is when the plans were fomented to start swapping spit with Vicente Fox or their predecessors in Mexico. This was well planned in advance, the balkanization of America, to allow millions and millions and millions of illegals to migrate, to illegally invade. This is still a felony. You know, you and I could go to jail. If we tried to enter Canada illegally, guess what's going to happen? If we try to go to a foreign country and walk across their border without their permission or go through their checkpoints, guess what happens to us?
Probably get shot.
Well, that's the worst-case scenario, but you might be detained or you might go to jail if you're suspected of something. But down here... You know, here's the hypocrisy of all of it, and this is what really burns me, and I don't know why people aren't getting this. They're having every freedom and liberty stripped from them. They're getting ready to take Posse Comitatus out. They're getting ready to turn this into an absolute despotic police state here in this country, and yet nobody is demanding of the Bush administration do something about illegal invasion. Not immigration. Immigration is a process in which people migrate from point to point legally. This is not even... could be considered that. This is outright. And it's not just Mexicans. It's anybody. There's Russian mafia that's come across. There are people from China that's come across. People from all nations. As long as they can get to Mexico, guess what? They can walk right up through that country and right into ours.
That's right. You know, I subscribe to the Tombstone Tumbleweed. And I get to read about this every week.
Well, and I've been getting complimentary copies from the Tombstone Tumbleweed in the mail. I just got two copies today.
And that's just... And nobody... You know, the best friends I have that I think would be interested, there is not one single person that I know that will even listen. They'll listen for a little bit and then blow it all, you know, just...
Because they don't think it affects them. Yeah, and you got to keep this in mind, folks, when you're talking to somebody and they kind of blow you off because they don't think that it's going to affect them directly. But all of this does in one aspect or another to a greater or lesser degree, but trust me, it's going to affect all of us, and it is already. Hey,
yes,
thanks for your call, Randy. I appreciate it. You take care. All right, folks, that's it. We're out of time. I'll cover this CIA sending terror suspects abroad. I want to spend some quality time with this one. And all the stuff that's coming out, folks, we're dealing with a despotic regime, ex-Soviet KGB and Russian Stasi or East German. How good could it be? We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
The Berkey Lights' unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in
in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN Live.